You may be seated, but I would love to have the children to come forward. I'm so sad. Is that what you guys use tissues for? When you're sad, to dry up your tears? Sometimes, right? I mean, other times, yeah, you gotta blow your nose, and you gotta blow your nose, then you use tissues, right? Right? But sometimes when you're really sad, you really need a tissue, don't you? Or sometimes what you need is a hanky. If you were listening to that really long gospel story today, you found out that Jesus needed a tissue. Jesus needed a hanky. It said in the middle of that gospel story, Jesus began to weep. Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, that was the shortest verse in the entire Bible, two words, Jesus wept. But what it meant was that Jesus was crying. Jesus was so sad because his friend, someone he loved, had died. Have you ever been sad like that? It's a hard thing to be sad like that. Sometimes what you need is a tissue. But on that day, what you really need, yes, a tissue, you need Jesus with you. Because even though Jesus was crying, even though Jesus began to weep, Jesus was there and did something amazing. He gave new life. He gave new life to his friend Lazarus. And Jesus every day wants to bring new life to all of us. So even when we're sad, even when we're crying and we really just need someone to help us out, Jesus is always there to help you out. Jesus is there standing beside you. Jesus is going to give you the strength you need and a new chance to move out and share God's love with the people around you. It's not that you shouldn't ever be sad. Being sad is part of who we are. Take your tissue, but remember that Jesus is with you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks that you stand by us, even when we are sad. Help us to remember your presence. Help us to feel that presence. And then help us go and share that presence with all the people around us. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here, everybody.